الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, once again we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly for giving us this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And I am positive that every one of us is enjoying some type of ecstasy, some enjoyment in the heart, a spiritual ecstasy, a spiritual enjoyment. It's not the thought of what's going to be prepared for iftar that keeps us so happy in our heart, but this is the effect of taqwa. May Allah Ta'ala grant us taqwa. We are striving towards achieving that taqwa. We can't claim we have taqwa, but this is the purpose and object of Ramadan. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. This bayan and this verse we heard pre-Ramadan, during Ramadan, so many pamphlets, books, bayans, waaz, nasihat. We heard this word taqwa, 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 taqwa. Now this taqwa is not only for the month of Ramadan. It is quite interesting to note that if you look at any aspect of deen, if you take hajj, Allah talks about taqwa. The best provisions is taqwa, Allah says. If you look at nikah, when the khutbah is recited, three different verses, all pertaining to taqwa. Because the husband and wife have to live a life of taqwa to gain Allah's pleasure. If they want happiness, then they have to have taqwa. You're going for hajj, you got to adopt taqwa. Transactions also, you'll find the verse of taqwa also comes there. When it comes to talaq also, then again Allah reminds us of taqwa. Look at qurbani, لَيَّنَا لَاللَّهَ لُحُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِيَّنَا لُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Again, qurbani also, you'll find mention of taqwa made. So taqwa is part and parcel of a believer's life. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when explaining taqwa, he said, الْخَوْفُ مِنَ الْجَلِيلِ. What is taqwa? He said, having the khawf and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is jaleel, all powerful. وَالْعَمَلُ بِالتَّنْزِيلِ. And making amal on Qur'an. Tanzeel, referring to Qur'an. So having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore wanting to know and what Allah ta'ala expects from me, so that I may abide by His kitab and by His laws. وَالْعَمَلُ بِالتَّنْزِيلِ. And when this happens, then a person detaches himself from dunya. وَالْقَنَاعَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ. Then he suffices, he's content with having just little bit in this world. Why? وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. He's preparing for the day of departure from this world. In other words, he is preparing for the akhirah. This is what Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu mentioned, explaining taqwa. الْخَوْفُ مِنَ الْجَلِيلِ وَالْعَمَلُ بِالتَّنْزِيلِ وَالْقَنَاعَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, explain to me, what is taqwa? He says, have you not gone through a forest with dense bushes and a lot of thorns? How will a person travel through there? He will make sure that he rolls and he folds his pants and his sleeves, and he'll be very careful how to go through this forest without getting pricked by the thorn. Now this is exactly what we are trying to do in the month of Ramadan, which is this training ground for us. The entire day, what are we doing? We are abstaining from haram, and even those things which normally is mabah and halal for us, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nobody is committing gunas, inshallah. We're not committing gunas. Or we're trying our best to refrain from gunas. We're not sitting and watching the television. In fact, in the month of Ramadan, most of the people who have television, the television is off. People are not going to the movies at night. Even those, Allah save us, Allah give them shifa. Those who take drugs, they try their best in the month of Ramadan to be clean. You find the masjid, mashallah, people are reciting Quran in abundance. Paras upon paras, khatam upon khatam. So much of dhikr, so much of tasbihat, so much of durood sharif. There's an atmosphere that's created. And it becomes easy when every person is doing the same. Now this is the barakat of taqwa. Ulama have mentioned many, many fawaid, benefits of taqwa. Let us understand some of the virtues, or what are the blessings of taqwa. We know what is taqwa. Taqwa in Arabic is got derived from the root letter wiqaya. Wiqaya means, or waqayaqi, wiqaya means a shield. So we have protected and armed ourselves with the shield against shaitan and the onslaught of nafs and shaitan. That is what we have done. We've armed ourselves with the shield and we're protecting ourselves. Otherwise, the arrows of shaitan will be piercing us. Nafs will be prompting us all the time. Now we have defended ourselves with the shield. And this is taqwa. To obey Allah's commandments, to do all what Allah has told us to do, we're keeping roza, performing our salat, we're reading our tarawih, and at the same time, we're refraining from every type of guna. The person fasted the entire day. In the evening now, he's tempted to do some haram. He thinks to himself, I'm not going to spoil my roza. Last few moments are left. Why should I spoil and taint my roza? So now he's refraining. This is what is taqwa all about. So the benefits of taqwa, ulama have mentioned many, many benefits. Whatever comes to mind, inshallah, we will just try and discuss this. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. One benefit. Listen to this attentively, inshallah. Then we will enjoy this taqwa. Then we will understand what are the effects of taqwa. That person who has taqwa in his life, Allah says, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِ. Allah will wipe out his gunas. That's the first benefit. كَفَارَةُ الذُّنُوبِ. Second, وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And Allah will give him abundant reward. Allah will increase his thawab. So two things. كَفَارَةُ الذُّنُوبِ and increase in thawab. Then, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. A person is overcome with grief, sorrow, problems. There's so much of difficulties in his life, hardships. He's looking for an exit. He wants to escape from all these problems. If he adopts taqwa, Allah says, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. So the benefit of taqwa is when he has taqwa, Allah will make an opening for him from all difficulties. And added to that, the fourth benefit, وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give him rosy sustenance from unseen sources. From sources that he did not even imagine he will get from there. The famous incident of Auf bin Malik, Al-Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enemies have kidnapped my son Salim. His mother and I are worried. He's missing for a few days. Rasulullah tells him two things. Adopt taqwa and recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. Immediately they do this. Not long after that they see Salim coming with a whole herd of camels. And he explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enemy had kidnapped him. They tied him up. And the enemy were busy and they became negligent of him, and Allah made it such that he was able to release himself, and he found the enemy fast asleep, so he managed to even drive a whole herd of camels which belonged to the enemy. Now was this permissible or not for him to do, and can they have these camels? Allah Ta'ala sent down this verse, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ فِيَرْزَ اللَّهِ. Allah makes an opening for him and Allah even provides for him from unseen sources. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable person in the sight of Allah is that person who is a muttaqi person. The person who has taqwa. So he is the most honored person. Then when a person has taqwa, Allah gives him the criteria to distinguish between right and wrong. Allah gives him that ability, that nur in his heart, which will enable him to discern right from wrong. Quran says, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Allah will give you furqan. Furqan is that ability to distinguish between right and wrong. A person who has taqwa becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Imagine you becoming the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah said, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي الْمُتَّقُونَ مَنْ كَانُوا وَحِيثُ كَانُوا. People who will be the most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah are the muttaqoon, those who have taqwa in their lives. Whoever they may be, whatever nationality, whichever country they come from, wherever they may be, whoever they may be, wherever they may be. In other words, they may not even be residing in Madinah Munawwara. Physically, they may not be so close to me. They may be very far away, but they have taqwa. Such a person will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised success for the person who has taqwa. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you success, kamyabi, falah. Allah says, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Then we save those people who have taqwa. So the person who has taqwa will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. He gets najat from nar. And then he gets khulud fil jannah. He remains perpetually in jannah. Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That beautiful jannah that Allah has prepared is for who? Al-muttaqeen. Those who have taqwa, those who are pious, those who are righteous, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who stay away from all sins because of the sake, for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in Jannat, Allah has got only places of success. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. Places of success, places of honor for the person in Jannat. Who? The muttaqeen. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونَ. And for them there will be rivers, gardens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given so much of blessings for the one who has taqwa. At the time of mort, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. He gets the bisharat. He gets the good news, glad tidings at the time of mort. There's nothing for you to fear. Nothing for you to worry about. You will leave behind your family members. Don't grieve upon them. Allah will take care of them. Your journey in front, qabr and akhirah, will be made easy for you. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. There's only glad tidings for such people. May Allah Ta'ala make us among the muttaqeen. We have just gone over half the month of Ramadan. And as I said, from before Ramadan, we heard about taqwa. And this is not going to end in the month of Ramadan. It will continue right till we leave this world. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from those who have taqwa. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah wants us to turn our direction to Him. Allah is too loving, Allah is too kind. Very soon we'll be starting the i'tikaf. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all those who have made intention for sitting for i'tikaf. It is their kindness upon us that Allah, that few of brothers will sit in each masjid and absolve the rest of us from sitting for i'tikaf. So may Allah Ta'ala make it easy. But the rest of us who are not sitting for i'tikaf, we can sit for nafil i'tikaf. It is important the last 10 days of Ramadan, when the last 10 days of Ramadan would enter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew his ibadat. But he would become even more serious during the last 10 days. And he would exert himself. Jadda. And he would tie his lungi. In other words, showing that now he's going to make an extra effort. In what? In getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In getting the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ, he would even awaken his family members at night to keep the night alive in ibadat. Not in gossiping, backbiting. There is no time for that now. Our Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayh used to give the beautiful examples of the flights that are taking off. 21st night, 23rd night, 25th night, 27th, 29th night. He would say now, during those odd nights, the flights have taken off already. We can still catch the next one. So before these last 10 days come, let us make up our minds, inshallah, that this Ramadan, these last 10 nights and last 10 days, we are not going to waste. This is a special time. We don't get this last 10 days any other time in the year, but in the month of Ramadan. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted us to search for Laylatul Qadr. Taharraw, search. Allah has kept it hidden. There's enjoyment in that. When the lover is looking for his beloved, searching for his beloved, the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they've explained to us what the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and what enjoyment they get in searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us his true ushaq. So search for Laylatul Qadr, at least in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The 21st night, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. Not only the 27th night. Yes, it is possible if Allah wishes, Laylatul Qadr can be on the 27th night, as it has been many times previously. But we are searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to see our loyalty, our sincerity, and Allah will grant us Laylatul Qadr, the sawab of which is more better than 1,000 months of ibadat. More better than 1,000 months of ibadat. My respected brothers and elders, we have heard this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so often now, that person is regarded to be shaqi. The word shaqi is not a good word. It means miserable, unfortunate, unlucky, undeserving. Person who has lost out terribly, deprived. Is that person, the month of Ramadan comes and goes by, and he is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even before Ramadan, we emphasize the importance of making tawbah and istighfar. My respected brothers and elders, let us not look at the next person and worry about everybody else. This is the time for us to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A time that every one of us should be shedding those tears of repentance. And Allah loves those tears of repentance. There is no need for us to become, to lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not want us to lose hope. If you look at the books of ahadith, and the incidents of the sahaba, tabi'een, and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we see how Allah ta'ala accepted their tawbah, it will instill in us, inshallah, great hope. There's a story of Tha'alaba bin Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala, which Ibn Qudama has mentioned in Kitab al-Tawabin. And if you listen to the story, inshallah, it will create that hope in Allah's mercy. And that there are many other incidents, like in the time of Bani Israel, there were two brothers. One was making a lot of ibadat. Mujtahidun fil ibadah. And the other one, a lot of sins. So the one who was making ibadat continuously told his brother that, please, why don't you now do something good, make some ibadat and stop sinning. So he should keep on advising him until one day when he advised him and that person was still persistent in sins. So this brother who was making a lot of ibadat said, you know what? Allah will never forgive you. You know what? Allah will never forgive you. You're such a terrible person. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel and Allah said, who is this person taking a qasam like this? Has he got more power and ability or I? Allah says, that I have forgiven that brother who was a sinner, and I've given him hidayat and tawfiq of making tawbah now. And he will enter into Jannat out of my mercy. And the other brother who made this statement that Allah will never forgive you, Allah tells the angels, take him into Jahannam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala would say, تَكَلَّمَ بِكَلِمَةٍ أَوْبَقَ بِهَا دُنْيَاهُ وَآخِرَتَهُ. That he mentioned such a statement that he through which he destroyed his dunya and akhirat. Therefore, let us not make people lose hope of Allah's mercy. Encourage every single person that Allah is Ghafoor Rahim and Allah is prepared to forgive. All that's required for us to lift and raise our hands and cry sincerely and make the sincere tawbah. And if we make that firm resolution, we are not going to go back to those sins. And we should feel the shame of having committed those sins. So Sa'alaba radiallahu ta'ala was sent, she was a khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sent on an errand. And as he was going by, he looked into one Ansari's house, which he should not have done. He made a mistake, and he peeped into somebody's house as he was going by, and it so happened that he saw an Ansari woman who was taking a ghusl. When that happened, he felt so terrible, so ashamed of himself, that he went into the mountaintops. He did not go back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah looked for him after a few days. Where Thalaba is not around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and says that this certain sahabi of yours, he is crying for my protection. He is crying for my protection. So Rasulullah sends Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Salman radiallahu ta'ala. Go and fetch Thalaba. He's somewhere on some mountaintop. So they go in search of him, and they cannot find him. They find a shepherd nearby. Have you seen such a person? He said, oh, the man who is escaping from the fire of Jahannam? He said, how do you know he is escaping from the fire of Jahannam? He said, every night he comes out and he raises his hand, and he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sobs like a little baby. So Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Salman would wait, and they find one night he emerges, and Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala is really crying. The manner in which he made tawbah, respected brothers and elders, as though he was finishing himself up. So they go to him. He gets a shock. He says, does Rasulullah know of what sin I committed? He made a mistake. He didn't do it purposely. But does Rasulullah know? Sayyidina Umar says, I do not know if he knows. But he has asked us to bring you. So come with us. He says, let me enter upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he's engaged in salat. So they take him, namaz begins, and Thalaba is brought. But as he hears the verses of Rasulullah's beautiful recitation, he is gripped with fear again, he falls unconscious. After salam, Rasulullah asks Sayyidina Umar, where Thalaba? He is brought before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regains consciousness. Rasulullah addresses him, مَا غَيَّبَكَ عَنِّي. What kept you away from me? What happened? He says, Ya Rasulullah, dhunubi, my sins. Rasulullah says, should I not show you an ayat, a verse? If you read this, then Allah will remove your sins. Allah will wipe out your sins. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah, give us the best in dunya. Give us the best in the akhirat. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, my sins are more heavier. Nabi said, never. The verses of Allah, the kalam of Allah is more stronger. Nonetheless, Thalaba then goes home, but he becomes very ill. And after 8 days, the Sahaba come back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, Thalaba is almost leaving this world now. He's in Sakrat, he's passing away. But Rasulullah some haris, he goes there. He places the head of Thalaba on his Mubarak lap. As he does this, Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala tries to move his head off the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Thalaba, what's the matter? Why are you doing this? He says, my head, my body is full of gunas. It's not befitting that my head be on your Mubarak lap. Nabi Sallam says, Ma tashtahi, what do you want? He says, I want the mercy of my Allah. Jibreel alayhi salam comes down then. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has mentioned that this servant of mine, if he comes to me with the entire world full of sins, I will still meet him with the entire world of maghfirat and forgiveness. Because he has made such a tawbah. And he has cried sincerely. He felt ashamed of having committed that sin. He was genuine and sincere in his tawbah. Allah says, I have forgiven him. Ta'ala radiallahu anhu, when he hears this, fasaha, he lets out a shriek and he passes away. Ghusl, kafan, dafan is made. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by the sahaba, Ibn Qudama mentioned in the kitab, that Rasulullah tiptoed on that occasion, like how he did for another sahabi, Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you tiptoeing today? He says, because of the number of angels that have come down to attend the janazah of the sahabi, Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. In the hadith it is mentioned, لَاللَّهُ أَفْرَحُ بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ. Allah becomes even more happy and even more joyous when his servant turns to him and makes tawbah. More joyous than that person traveling in the desert, had his camel and his food and drink, and suddenly it escapes from him and he searches desperately, but he has no hope of retrieving that camel. He comes back to a tree, he comes back to some resting place, and he has lost all hope that this camel is gone, my water and my food is gone, and now I'm going to die. He falls off asleep, and after some time, suddenly he sees his camel with his belongings again standing next to him, and he catches hold of the camel again. In that excitement, not deliberately, he says, Wallah, my servant, and I am your Lord. In that excitement, he makes a mistake. Rasulullah says, Allah becomes even more happy when the banda turns and makes sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this man who has found his camel. In fact, in one hadith it is mentioned that woman who can't bear children, she can't get any children. Doctors have said, no, you won't be able to give birth. And after some time, Allah still bestows her and blesses her with a child. Imagine the excitement. After so many years, they've got a child. How happy they become. Allah becomes even more happy than this woman who was regarded to be barren and she was unable to give birth, and now she gave birth. And how happy she gets. Allah gets even more happy when his banda turns to him and makes tawbah. A mother who loses a child, Allah protect us, and after some time she finds the child again, the whole night she'll cry in sajda. She is so happy that she got a child back. Allah becomes even more happy than this mother who has found her child when the person makes sincere tawbah. A person has got no water. Atshan, he is thirsty. And he has tried desperately for water. And finally when he finds that little bit of water, how happy he becomes. Allah Ta'ala becomes even more happy when we turn to him. Therefore in one incident, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting with Sahaba. Some captives of the enemy were taken by the Muslims. And amongst them there was a slave girl. And she was holding this little child very close to her chest. Rasulullah asked the Sahaba, أَتُرَوْنَ هَذِهِ طَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ. Do you believe that this woman will throw this child in any fire? Ya Rasulullah, never. She's showing so much of mercy, so much of love to this child. She's holding this child close onto her chest. Rasulullah then replied, that Allah has got even more love and mercy for you and I, for his banda, than this woman has for her child. My respected brothers and elders, when a person makes sincere tawbah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدِ أَنْسَ اللَّهُ حَفَظَةَ ذُنُوبِهِ. Allah Ta'ala makes the angels who wrote out that particular deed and sin, and recorded that sin, Allah makes them forget that. Allah wipes it out from the books. Any person who witnessed that sin, Allah Ta'ala makes them forget also. Even the limbs that committed the sin, Allah Ta'ala makes those limbs forget also. So that on the day of Qiyamah, there is no witness to bear witness against this person. Now look at Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Look how loving Allah Ta'ala is. We have this last few days of Ramadan, especially these last 10 nights, let us make maximum use of it. Our mothers and sisters also, prepare your own timetable. Even the menfolk, prepare some time, some type of timetable, so that we make maximum use of the time we have. Otherwise, honestly, before we know what's going to happen, we see it's already Shawwal, moon has been sighted, it is Eid, and we have lost out. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat of attaining Laylatul Qadr and spending our time correctly in these last 10 nights. Important thing, less speaking. Don't indulge yourself in excessive talk. Speak when it's necessary. The moment we're going to start using this tongue, we are going to be wasting our time, we'll be making ghibat of some person, we'll be spoiling our amal, spoiling our roza, and lower our glance. Inshallah, if we have this, we will get the taqwa which Allah Ta'ala has promised us, and we discuss the blessings of taqwa. May Allah give us tawfiq of having this taqwa and enjoying the blessings of taqwa and making sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.